Good evening and welcome to another session of Agar Meditation. And today we have a interesting topic and it's titled, It's Okay. The reason why we brought this up title primarily is because of the volume of confrontation, the volume of reactions that occur in day-to-day life. It's important for us to understand how to behave through these situations. As we climb up the spiritual ladder, one of the problems or one of the challenges, I would say, that we experience is that we believe that we are better than others and we rightfully believe that others have to transform now. It is their opportunity to transform. And this, in common terminology, we call it as spiritual ego. I have transformed, now I want you to transform. I have been meditating, I want you to meditate. I have let go of my anger, I wonder why you are still angry. I have learned to behave better, now I want you to behave better as well. So this is called a spiritual ego. And when spiritual ego dawns on us, we do not realize, do not recognize how angry, how nasty we get in the process of trying to correct others. And that's when we have to embrace this reality that it's okay. And that's what we are attempting to practice today. So welcome to Agar Meditation. And let us start with our regular practices. For those who are new, I'm going to give you the instructions. For those who have been here for a while, you can listen to the instructions once again. So now sit straight. Few instructions. Do not sit on a sofa because that's one place where you can really not keep your back straight. So sit on a hard surface. It could be a dining chair if you want to sit on a chair, or it could be a stool. And if you're sitting down, you could sit on a small elevated surface, maybe 2 to 3 inches elevation, or you could sit on a ground if you're able to maintain a straight back. If you're sitting on a chair, do not cross your legs. If you're sitting on the ground, you can definitely cross your legs. But either ways, do not use a backrest. You need to maintain a straight back. I'm just going to give you a few instructions on how to maintain a straight back. Push your lower back forward and pull your upper back backwards. Raise your shoulders up halfway and turn it back. And this will straighten your back and you will recognize immediately that your breath becomes slower. There's nothing for you to do. You just have to maintain the proper posture and you will see that the breath becomes slower and the mind goes blank. If you're new to this posture, every few breaths you'll have to remind yourself to reassume the posture. Everyday practice sitting straight, push your lower back forward and push your upper back backwards. Lift your shoulders up and turn it halfway back. And that way your back is absolutely straight. Keep your eyes in a downward gaze with the eyelids closed. And automatically your breath will slow down and mind will go blank. Now think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. The circle is on the ground. and you are in its center. If you can't imagine, you can tell yourself, I'm sitting in a golden circle of light, and the size of the circle is as wide as my outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your mind, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and hold on to any ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. There is a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top. This represents your higher consciousness. In your mind, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up towards this pole, and hold on to any ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. Walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any restlessness, any anxiety in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. And as you breathe out, let go of any pain or distress that you may have in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative feelings, negative memories, negative judgments, and anything else you want to receive, you want to let go of for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth and low self-esteem. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this love from the higher consciousness. To make this practice more powerful, imagine a flower in the center of your chest. Observe whether this flower is a bud, whether it has blossomed, or whether it is wilted. Either way, order this flower to come into full bloom. Breathe in the love from the higher consciousness. Let this love circulate through your whole being. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from accepting this precious gift. With every breath, take more and more of this divine love. And now this love has to be shared for it to amplify. So observe your friends, relatives, your family members, your acquaintances. Visualize them. As you breathe in, ask the higher consciousness to send its divine love. Breathe it in deeply. As you breathe out, direct it towards all of these people, your friends, your relatives, your acquaintances, your family. Send it to all those people whom you love or whom you believe love you. But also send it to those people whom you do not love or whom you think do not love you. Remember, you are sending the love of the higher consciousness. You are not sending your love. Keep sending this love, directing the love of the higher consciousness to all of these people until you see them smile. Once you have sent the love to them, it is also important for you to love yourself. So if you will, put your arms around yourself as if you are giving yourself a hug. And repeat 3 times in your mind, I love me. And in your mind, scream it out, I love me. I love me. I love me. Slowly come back to conscious awareness. When you're ready, open your eyes. Move your hands and feet, move your body. And shake your neck from side to side to release any stress that you might have accumulated. We all want our relationships to be okay. But the point is, we do not have a definition of what is okay. When everything is okay, we are uncomfortable. When nothing is okay, we are uncomfortable. When everything is happy, we question. When nothing is happy, we wonder. We really don't have an idea of what is being okay. In every relationship, being okay simply means to accept. So that leaves a question, then how must we be? So when you accept, then the question that you have to ask yourself is, so what must I do? What must I do? How should I be? What choices do I make? What decisions do I take? When we are asking these questions in our mind, the answers that come to us come with greater clarity. To be okay means to not judge others, to not be angry at others. Being angry, being upset, being irritated, being frustrated, being agitated are just forms of judgment. We have to drop judgment towards others. That's because when we judge others, there are two things that happen. One is we are prejudiced. The second, we are victims of our own judgment. When you get angry, the one thing that happens to you is that you develop a headache. Right? When you get angry, you develop a headache. But that's about your anger. It's got nothing to do with the other person. But the way we state it is, he's so irritating that I got a headache. The headache is not coming from the other person's irritating behavior. The headache is primarily coming from your judgment of irritation. So you are a victim of your own judgment at all times. At every moment you have a choice, you have an option to connect, to disconnect. Which means that you can become deaf for yourself so you don't hear. You can divert your attention so you do not pay attention to what the other person is talking if that is annoying to you. Annoying to the ear comes primarily from judgment. People talk because of how they perceive life. It does not have to be according to you, but they have a reason for their perception. We have no idea who is going through what in their life, and that's why we must not judge. On the outwardly, it might all seem fair or unfair, it might seem good or bad, right or wrong. It's like someone chooses not to trust you because someone was let down, was betrayed at another point in time. And so they choose not to trust anyone. But when they tell it to you on your face that I don't trust you, we get offended. Instead, it would be better for us to just observe so that the truth can reveal itself over time. Likewise, any situation, whether it is your in-laws, your parents, your siblings, your spouse, your relatives, whoever, and whatever behavior they're exhibiting, it's all got to do with the story they are carrying inside of them, which causes them to feel hurt, causes them to feel rejected in one way or the other. So that's not, we have nothing to do with those stories, but it's important for us to not judge. So how do we practice it's okay? So now let us go through a very simple practice. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to observe your feelings towards people. Now you can choose these people. They could be your friends, your relatives, your spouse, your in-laws, your parents, your siblings, your cousins, whoever. Just choose a few people, and the only way that you will recognize them in your mind, in your mental space, is through experiences that you've had with them. Now observe specifically those experiences which have not gone too well. And now, I want you to tell yourself, it's okay. Observe the experience and tell yourself, it's okay. The mind will resist. It will throw different challenges. Every time you see the challenge, just say, it's okay. Continue to say it's okay until all the anger, animosity, and discomfort dies down. The familiarity of using your emotions will try to work against you. Just keep saying it's okay. Don't be in a hurry. Just observe the emotions and say it's okay. If you are getting angry, you can say, I recognize this anger. I'm not allowing it to get to me. I will stay peaceful instead. If you're feeling fear, you can tell yourself, this fear is familiar. I'm not allowing it to get to me now. If you feel betrayed and you're feeling sad, you can repeat, sadness wants to get to me. I'm going to observe it instead of succumbing to it. Open your eyes. Now I want to know from you, are there any questions, any feedback? Any questions? Yes, Charishri. Please unmute.
Good evening, Doctor. What I want to ask is, won't it make us like, more tolerant towards injustice, and like, you know, if people are doing something wrong to us, we will be entertaining it more, like, you know, we will be tolerating it for more than, you know, as long as it is required, if we practice what you are saying, like, you know, it's okay, and it's maybe I can be wrong at what I'm saying, but like, you know, I have experienced that if I become too considerate to people or something, it ends up people taking us for granted, or like, you know, taking our consideration and kindness as our weakness. So I'm just wondering, like, you know, I had this question throughout the session, so just wondering.
Sure. Thank you for asking this question. Now, this is about you. This is not about others. You're saying it's okay primarily because you need to be calm inside. This is your journey. People take you for granted because they do not know how to respect your presence. Now, you telling yourself it's okay, it's not going to change the behavior, or you telling yourself it's not okay is not going to make them respect you. They're still going to take you for granted. When you express your emotions, people don't even know how to process it. They're not mature enough to process that information, which is why their behavior is not kind towards you. So when you say it's okay, it's not about their behavior. It's about how you are going to process that information that's entering your head. So when you say it's okay, it's not about being considerate, it's not about being tolerant. I'm not asking you to tolerate any behavior of others towards you. When you say it's okay, then you take decisions harmoniously without swaying with emotions. For example, if someone is ranting away, they are telling you how bad you are and they're bad-mouthing you, they are using foul language. Let's say someone is doing that. You can simply withdraw yourself and choose not to participate, which means that you do not respond to them. You do not receive what they are giving to you. All right? When they are bad-mouthing you, please understand that they are becoming victims of their own judgment. Now, you don't have to judge and become a victim of your judgment. All right?
We are allowed to respond to it if there is a requirement, without getting emotionally affected by that thing. If there is a requirement leaving that space, walking away, or confronting the person, if there is the need.
There is no need to confront. There's hardly any need to confront anyone. There's hardly any need to confront anyone. We want to confront others only because we want our ego to win. That's the only purpose why we want to confront others. We have a few members here who are young, but have had amazing, or rather I would say intense experiences within a very short period of time. And they'll be here. They are here for you to listen. Why? It's important not to confront. There are many of them here. So you don't have to confront them. This is your journey. All these practices are about you, not about others. When I say it's okay because in your head, you don't want to participate. And that's why you say it's okay. Yes, Udita, I read your message. Yes, please. Please unmute.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, that only I wanted to ask. While I'm meditating in this room, I get to know that he's broke a tube light in another room.
Okay. Just ignore.
So how do I choose not to participate?
Just ignore.
And what about that tube light?
It's a tube light.
Okay.
How much does it cost? 40 rupees? 50 rupees?
Take care. But who will get it corrected? And I only have to go to that electrician, no?
You have to go to an electrician. You can go to a shop and buy a tube light. Do you know how to fix one?
No.
Learn it.
Okay, this is an opportunity.
There's an opportunity. Excellent. See? Excellent.
And thank you now.
Yeah, so always choose life as an opportunity to learn instead of choosing it as a judgment. Yes, Rashi?
Sir, my question is, if somebody is ranting about others or, it's more like just sharing the venting out. What do we do at that time?
Sharing it with you?
Out.
Then you can ask them, why do you want me to listen?
Sorry?
You can ask them, why do you want me to listen?
Okay.
There's a lot of echo. There's a lot of echo. Rashi, there's a lot of echo. I think there are two devices connected in the same space. Too close to each other. Yeah. If you can just... There's echo.
Is it still there?
It's much better. Yeah. So you can ask the person, I heard your question, you can ask the person, why do you want me to share? Why are you sharing this with me? Why do you want me to listen?
I think sometimes they want to, you know, like they say, na, dil halka karna.
Toh kisi aur kuch nahi?
Man halka karna.
Toh kisi aur kuch nahi? Why you? Do you want to be the victim? You want to be their garbage collector?
No.
Okay. Then you have to be firm with yourself.
So do we just listen to them? And,
no, don't listen to them. Don't listen. Why would you want to listen?
Okay.
I've gone through this, Rashi. When my family members, when my mother or my other family members wanted to share information, then I went through this firmness, and they reprimanded me for 6 years, saying that you are, they brought in all kinds of judgments and say that, oh, you will not be a part of the family, you want to cut away from the family, you are not one of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely fine for them to say it. The same people one day will uphold you and say that we didn't realize what practices you were getting into and what you were doing.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
Sometimes people also want help.
I'm sorry?
Sometimes people also want help. In that case,
if people want help, they will tell you that they need help. They'll straight away come to the point.
Yeah, because what I've observed is, for example, someone would come in.
Yes? Chetan, are you there?
Yeah, I was saying that I've observed this. For example, someone came to me and said they didn't get a hike in the job and they're worried. So I offered them some solution, but they're still ranting about that.
Yeah,
so
that means they don't want the solution.
Yeah.
That means it's not about the salary hike. It's about calling it unfair.
Yes.
Yes, so... So there is no such thing as unfair in this universe. Everything happens for a reason, and many reasons are not clear to us. But the truth is, there is nothing unfair.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, Shilpa?
Don't give up. I just share my experience about what Rashi was just saying before I ask you my question. People used to come to me with same thing, you know, they want to vent out their fears or whatever. So, like you had suggested, I stopped listening to them by doing the figure of eight, and I started saying mantras in my mind. So I could hear somebody is talking to me, I can see them, but I wouldn't really listen to what they're saying. And without my knowledge, I would just say, and you know, now I think they would realize that I'm not really listening to them. They would continue. They would try to reinforce it. I've been through that. But now I have noticed that people are coming less and less to me with their venting out or with their problems. This is what I've experienced over time.
Yes. But it's also important to be firm with yourself so you do not allow these things to enter your head, because we have no idea what are the methods the subconscious memory would use to grasp information, to gather information. Because when you're just wanting to be silent in the head, all these things that you believed you never heard will start playing itself out. So you have to be firm with yourself, which is why you can tell them, I'm not listening. You have seen me do this with you so many times. I've told you, I'm not listening. I will say it on your face. So that's because I'm really not listening. I'm not interested, because that's not doing good to you. It's not doing any good to me. So you are reinforcing your habit, and I'll have to put up with it. For what? Why should I put up with it?
Right. So even if I'm saying this, that means unconsciously
your presence while they are talking will make you receive the information.
Okay.
You have to cut it. You can tell them, I'm sorry, I'm not listening.
Okay, I have to try that, because I thought I'm not listening and I'm not absorbing is what I was probably doing. Okay, I'll work on it. Thank you.
So it's important for us. So Rashi says it's challenging. No, it's not. It's not challenging. You just have to practice firmness. The challenge is when you practice firmness and when you want other people to accept it. So don't want other people to accept it. Just practice it. Life has never been easy. So now don't try to make it easy. All right? It's never been easy before. Previously, you were tolerating, you're putting up with other situations, you're getting affected, but now you're just choosing to be yourself. Yes, Deepa?
Yes, Guruji, actually, I just wanted to know how to protect ourselves from negative people, Guruji. Whenever I face some conversation, I start becoming very disturbed, Guruji. I get irritated, and that will continue for months. So I again get entangled in those thoughts. So
okay.
How to protect ourselves, Guruji, from the negativity?
All right. Now your question. Let us question your question. All right. There are no such people called as negative people. So if I may, I'm just going to try to put things together. You really listen to what other people have to say, and when you apply it, you realize that it didn't take you to where you thought it would. Is that correct? Deepa, is that correct? Deepa, can you unmute? Deepa, are you there? Can you unmute, please?
Yes, Guruji. Actually, the judgment is what makes me, though I'm good to them, they start making me feel guilty about something that I have not done. Makes me very disturbed.
Stop. You want to make other people happy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No, Guruji, but the opinion of theirs hurts me.
No, do you have this feeling that I want everyone to be happy?
Yeah, I have that.
Okay.
Feeling, Guruji,
now one sec. Have patience. So in the process of wanting other people to be happy, do you go out of your way to help others?
Yes, Guruji.
All right.
Time, Guruji.
Yes. So patience.
Yes, Guruji.
Patience. So in this process, you get a lot of free and unwanted advice, correct?
Yes, Guruji.
Okay. Now you listen to this advice and then you apply it. Because they want you to apply it. Correct?
Okay, Guruji.
Yes?
Yes, Guruji.
And then finally you realize that it didn't take you to where it went. And so, to protect themselves, they blame it on you. Is this correct?
Yes, Guruji.
So simple. So, take responsibility for yourself for having listened to people who are advising with things that they themselves haven't tried.
Okay, Guruji.
All right. I recently met someone. I'll just give you an experience. I recently met one boy. He came to me and he said, I want to create a presentation on selling tips, on how to sell. So I asked him, how much have you sold? So he said, I'm yet to start. So this is how people are. They themselves haven't tried the advice that they are giving you. So it is our responsibility to just listen if you have the patience and not apply it. If you understand Hindi, There's a very simple proverb which says, Suno sabka karo apna. Listen to everyone, but do what your heart says is right. Listen to them because they want you to listen. Don't do it because they want you to do it. But do what your heart says. If your heart says, this is rubbish, then just let it be rubbish. All right?
Okay.
So you will... People are like that. People are like that. They will give you free advice. Please do not take any free advice. People give you free advice because they just want importance. It's not about you. They want importance and they chose you. If you make yourself available, then that's your responsibility. So they are not negative people. They're just people who want self-importance.
Okay, Guruji. So how to protect Guruji?
There's nothing to... There is... No. Don't get into all that. There is nothing called protecting yourself. The simple thing is, when you take responsibility for yourself, then you are safe. When you take responsibility for others' well-being, you become a victim. So please focus on yourself. Please focus on your well-being. If people come to you, and if you want to serve them, tea, coffee, snacks, lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever, please serve them. When they talk to you and start talking to you about free advice, you can tell them, I stopped listening. I have started practicing. It's better to receive blame for being honest than to be nice and dishonest.
Okay, Guruji.
All right?
Yes, Guruji.
At least they will know. At least they will know it's futile to talk to you. So next time they will not come to you to give free advice.
Okay, Guruji. Yes, Guruji, I'll apply this.
Did it answer your question?
Yes, Guruji. Guruji, but one doubt is there. It is like my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, they keep blaming me. I mean, it's too much of negativity to handle.
Okay, one minute. We have dealt with this before. It's a very simple thing. Now, can you at this moment, Vijayashri, Shilpa, please wait. Please, you can have your hand up. You can have your hand up. I'll just come to you. So, Deepa, it's a very simple thing. Can you at this moment visualize your mother-in-law and your sister-in-law in your mind for just about 10 seconds and tell me what emotions do you see on their face?
Not able to understand. My sister-in-law is smiling.
Okay. And does that smile irritate you?
No, Guruji, but her smile is like troubles me.
That's exactly what I'm asking you. Is the smile irritating you?
No, Guruji, it doesn't. But yes, Guruji, sometimes when they...
How is it now? You just look at your mother-in-law's face and your sister-in-law's face. Now, you imagine it for 10 seconds. What's the emotion on your mother-in-law's face and your sister-in-law's face? What happens to your heartbeat? What happens to your jaws? Does your heartbeat raise? Do your jaws tighten?
Jaws, no, Guruji.
Okay, heartbeat races. Okay, now all you have to do, imagine, do you like flowers?
Yes, Guruji.
All right, put your hands together in front of your chest as if you're holding a bouquet of flowers. Visualize beautiful, colorful, fresh, fragrant flowers.
Yes, Guruji.
Now, I want you to just send, imagine that you are in zero gravity. I want you to send these flowers. These flowers will just float in space and reach your mother-in-law and sister-in-law. Just keep sending these flowers. These flowers just appear every time you put your hands between your chest, in front of your chest, between, as if you're holding a bouquet of flowers. Every time you bring your hands together, the flowers just manifest. So send this beautiful, colorful, fresh, blossomed flowers. Just keep sending it to them until such time that you see both of them are smiling.
Okay, Guruji.
Do it now. Okay, are they smiling? So you have to practice it, don't be in a hurry. Practice it, it will take about 15-20 respirations, good deep respirations. Just collect these flowers, send it to them and see to it that they are smiling in your inner space. And when they are smiling, you will see on the outside, because you drop judgment, you will see their behavior towards you will start becoming more softer.
Okay, Guruji.
All right.
I'll try, Guruji.
Please.
Yes, Guruji.
Please do it. And don't do it just once and be done. Do it every day.
Yes, Guruji.
Yeah.
Actually, when I was doing that, I was feeling some sensation in near my jaws, Guruji, and neck area little.
Right. So keep sending it. Keep sending these flowers to your mother-in-law and sister-in-law in your mind and you'll feel better.
Yes, Guruji.
Right.
Thank you, Guruji. Yeah. Thank you
okay.
So much, Guruji.
Vijayashree, I read your message. Vijayashree, would you want to unmute?
Hi, Manoj.
Yes.
So I don't know how to navigate this is not for me. This is because, you know, my husband, he calls me and he talks about all the things that happen at work. I mean, I no longer work there because I'm out of my training.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I see the unfairness and I feel bad for him. Like, he has to go through it. And then in the process, I resent them because I see how things are. And I don't know how to stop that. Because it's just like building resentment towards someone's actions, which I know are unfair, but I don't know how to stop that, and I want him to stop resenting them as well.
Yes, so there are a few things that people do when people want to when they have fear in them. One of the ways they try to overcome the fear is by bullying others.
Yes.
All right. So what you have to do is, the one thing is that they're trying to bully others. So for in this case, for example, they're trying to bully your husband. Now, he needs to work on himself. All right. Now, what is the work that he needs to do is to protect himself and to just observe, become the observer. All right. Now, everything passes. Everything passes with time. Nothing is going to continue forever. He needs to observe, point number one. Second is, he needs to send love. I'll give you an example of what happened. Now, there are many of the practices that I'm sharing with you, the practice of the figure of eight or the practice of infinity that people have been asking me to share. Now, this practice was taught to me by a lady when she was 99. She had about 77 years of experience with many of these practices. Now, she was in a flight. This happened maybe about, say, 50 years ago. She was in a flight and the flight got hijacked. So she connected to the higher consciousness and asked, what do I do? The flight is hijacked. The higher consciousness told her. So she was a person who was extremely connected to her higher consciousness. The higher consciousness told her, send love to them. So she said, these are terrorists. I don't want to send love to them. And the higher consciousness said, don't send your love to them. Send my love to them. So she held on to the ribbon, breathed in the love of the higher consciousness and just directed it towards the terrorist. Something happened. The terrorist started feeling nervous. One terrorist, the cigarette burnt his lip. The other terrorist, his hands started sweating, perspiring, so he was losing grip of the gun. And something else happened. Another terrorist, he tripped over something, and immediately the passengers, they overpowered the terrorists, and they were reprimanded, and they were handed over to the cops. Now, the higher consciousness works in unimaginable ways, which is why I always choose to connect to the higher consciousness and ask for its help, because it knows the past, present, and future. So, we have the Agar Healing website. We have practices where you share God's love. Ask Him to share God's love, to direct it to those people. Direct it to those people. And you will see things will begin to happen. They happen faster. This was shared by one of my mentors. I think I've shared in this forum. So one lady, she came, so they were giving a satsang. One lady got up and she said, "I have a problem." He said, "Yes." He said, "My boss is very angry, very nasty. All the employees, including me, we feel so humiliated every time he shouts at us. What can we do to him? So they asked, "What is your work?" She said, "I am a secretary." "Okay, fine. So do you handle mail?" She said, "Yes." "So do you handle physical mail as well?" She said, "Yes, physical mail, email. I also clean his table. I arrange his table." So they said, "Okay, this is what you can do. Just hold on to the mail and say, may all people who touch this mail open their heart to love, light, and laughter. May they all realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. And while cleaning the desk, you just pray, may all people who lay their hands on this desk open their heart to love, light, and laughter. May they all realize the truth that they are God, have always been God, and so be it. And every time you communicate with him, before entering, may all people with whom I communicate open their heart to..." So it's this prayer that this person opens his heart to love, light, and laughter. And may he realize the truth that he is God, has always been God, and so be it. She said, she went on and on. So they said, "Just do it." So she started doing it. So they went on a roundabout tour, and the exit of the tour was back to the same place where this lady was staying. So 15 days later, they came back to the same place, and there was another satsang, and this lady was there, and she said, "Now I have another problem." And they said, "Okay, we recognize you. You are the person who had the problem with the boss. Now what's your problem?" They said that, "Actually, the co-workers, my colleagues, they think I'm having an affair with my boss because my boss has suddenly become so soft towards me." Then they said, "Why don't you do one thing? Why don't you just teach this practice to all your co-workers so the boss is nice to all of them?" You know, you have no idea how the higher consciousness works with other souls like us. So choose the higher consciousness. Always pray for those who want self-importance and who end up bullying others, hurting others, judging others, bad-mouthing others. This is an opportunity, you know, you don't have to be physically strong, you don't have to be muscular, you don't have to look bad in the face of others, as in you don't have to look as if you're going to thump them. You just take the help of the higher consciousness. Is it doable?
Yeah. I'll have to teach him the practice.
You don't have to teach him the practice. Point him to the website. There are audios.
Yeah.
You know, we have a very good saying in Hindi, which says, "Ghar ki murgi dal barabar."
Yeah.
Hittalagida maddalla.
Yeah.
Right? So the plant in the backyard doesn't count for a medicinal plant.
Okay. I'll share the practice.
Yeah. So let him learn from the website. And he does not know the source, so he'll be willing to practice it.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, Shilpa? Shilpa Vishnu?
Yeah. So you did speak about not judging
Other.
Now, I I've been trying to practice this for a few months, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But then you keep training your mind that, you know, be open, and, you know, you keep consciously telling your mind not to box people. But then when there is a situation, the mind automatically gets into boxing people, you know, okay, he's good, she's bad, you know, things like that. So, but then I do not know if my, you know, the telling my mind not to do it, sometimes becomes very tiring. So is there something that I should do to ensure that I don't actually judge people and just be open all the time and, you know, work openly, you know, just accept it as it is, not based on what happened the previous transaction or what happened just the previous day?
You know, it's important. It's the two things. One is it's important to remember how people behave. So,
yeah.
So you don't get into the same kind of transactions, but you don't have to necessarily judge them. You remember an experience because you have to be cautious.
Correct.
All right. So, but you don't have to judge. For example, somebody, I remember this one person who will come to you for a meeting, listen to what you've said. In the next meeting, he will present it as if it's his original idea.
Yeah.
All right. It's his habit to steal other people's idea and project it as his own idea, and never accepts the fact that he's doing this.
Yeah.
Now, how do you change it? The way to change it is to be cautious and not to share information. Be nice to him, treat him as a friend, get him a coffee, but don't talk anything regarding work.
Right. So that's what was my point. So thank you for bringing it up. So being cautious, I was actually assuming that I'm still continuing to judge them. So that's not wrong, right?
No.
Working according to that is not wrong.
No, see, when you are judging, remember that the moment you see the person, something happens in your eyes begin to burn, your throat begins to burn, your jaws begin to tighten, your fist begins to clench. You're becoming a victim, you start having acidity. You are becoming a victim of your judgment. But you can be cautious and you can still greet the person, hello, how are you? And the person, what's up? What's happening? Is there nothing much?
Yeah.
Okay. And you just change the topic because you don't want to lie. So you can just change the topic and say that, oh, hey, so you can just bring up some topic pertaining to his life and say that, nice shirt or nice trousers, where do you get it from? I always see you with that nice handbag. Where do you get it from? Change the topic. Give more importance to them and they will forget about you.
Right. So in any situation that, you know, we have our emotions with us and we really do not become shaky is a good place.
Absolutely. Never succumb.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. All right, I have a few questions here, Deepa. So Puneet Chaudhary is thanking you for asking this question. Can you share more information about the practice of the figure of eight? Yes. Can we, the Agar Meditation Group members, try and send love to our higher consciousness to those Palestine and Israel people who are in distress? Okay, so we will start a healing group where we can connect. So thank you, Kuparaj, for this. So I will share how to do the practice. There's a way to do the practice. I will share this will spark the start of that. Maypole meditation, why not? So I don't understand this question. So if you can put the context, that'll be better. Ghar ki murgi dal barabar can be implied to self as we doubt our capabilities and many suffer imposter syndrome or are simply lazy. Okay, all right. So, yes, Giri, please unmute. Giri, did you raise your hand? I think he's left. He just disconnected. All right, so what is meditation practice for connecting to the higher consciousness? So you can go onto the website, agarhealing.com, and you'll find a Maypole meditation there. That's a practice to connect with your higher consciousness. So we have the audios there, so you can easily connect to that. So you can use that audio to listen. So that's something you can do. All right, so we will end this call now. We are clearly 15 minutes into your personal time. Thank you so much for connecting, and we will connect again next week. Have a great weekend and also a beautiful week ahead. And let's connect again next Saturday. Until then, good night. And we will form the group, the healing group. We'll create the group, those who, and we'll share the link. Those who want to participate can join the group, and we can work on this. Great. Thank you.